For the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. This past Saturday, Mizzou alumni and Columbia residents alike returned to Peace Park to honor the lives lost in 1970 in shootings at Kent State and Jackson State. They arrived by bike and by car, they wore slogan t-shirts, and they brought back memories of naming the park, building a huge peace symbol, and rallying on this spot 50 years ago, vowing not to forget their peers killed in anti-war protests. So this past weekend, they remembered together, and that peace symbol, it's still there. KBIA's Nate Brown was there and brought us this audio postcard.
That's the right song to start with.
Hi, my name is Eric Staley. 50 years ago, I was one of three people who instigated the building of this memorial, and two of us are here today. Unfortunately, the third person has died, but we're here partly in his memory and in honor of that, but also in honor of the history of this park. May 4th of 1970 was Kent State, and a couple weeks later was Jackson State, where a couple other people were killed for pretty much the same reason. And that's a kind of memory that we don't want to lose sight of. I mean, we have issues currently of police brutality, which is not to say that all police or most police are brutal, but the issues continue to remain questions of authority against the common person.
I'm Gary Liebman, currently living in Herman, Missouri, class of 1971 business school. Apparently there was a whole bunch of erosion from recent storms in the spring, and there was a pile of rocks just waiting to go into the creek. So two of my friends and I started hauling rocks and creating the circle, and then soon 10 or 15 people were helping. It didn't take long, and we made the peace symbol. And it was, we didn't know it would lead to Peace Park, but we're certainly glad it did, 50 years ago. Feel good about that.
My name is Sally Say. I'm 18 and I'm a senior at Rock Ridge High School. It's important for us to remember these events specifically because they involve youth activism. And as everybody says literally all the time, the youth are our future. It's important to see parallels. You know, at Kent State, they deployed the National Guard. That's how people got shot. People who weren't protesting, people who were walking to class got shot. And now people are protesting the brutal murders of black people, and the National Guard is being sicked on them in the exact same way. So I think that understanding the history of this park, especially because it's so near to us, you know, we come here all the time. We spend time with each other. Like, this is a central place for us. And I think understanding that takes away kind of some of the mystery that exists between generations not understanding each other, because they did and understood and acted in the same ways that we are now.
You just heard from Eric Staley and Gary Liebman, two MU alumni who helped build the stone peace symbol in Peace Park, and from Sally Say, a Rockbridge High School senior who was one of Saturday's speakers. This piece was reported and produced by Nate Brown. For KBIA News, I'm Rebecca Smith.